And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure...
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good afternoon, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show.
Hello, everybody. What's going on out there in Tucson? It was a little warm today, wasn't it?
It was. I am Fred Ronstadt. I'm here joined by my premature brother, Jeff.
Premature gray, right? I saw you looking at the top of my head thinking, premature gray. Yeah, premature gray. It's if your hair doesn't fall out, it turns gray early. That's a Ronstadt family trait, right, Fred?
That's right. I mean, I have no gray hair, but I have no hair. So, today it's a beautiful Tucson day, and I know the people are starting to comment on the fact that it's getting a little bit warmer in the old Pueblo.
Because it is.
Well, this is the best time of year, and it's just getting better. The warmer it gets, the happier I am.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a desert rat, man.
You're not one of those chafers, are you?
No, not at all.
Because I notice you're still wearing corduroy pants.
Yeah, well.
So I hear a little zip, 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 zip every time you walk around.
Yeah, they were the only clean ones that I had and hanging around the house, so. I haven't put my winter wardrobe away yet.
So you're still positive thinking.
I am still positive.
One more frost. One more frost.
No. So this is the Fred and Jeff Show, and we love talking about all the people, places, the events, the history and culture that make living in this community such a grand thing.
That's right. And we want to thank our sponsors, and we've got many of them. We want to say thanks to the folks at Casa de la Luz, Barker Morrissey Contracting, The Monkey Burger. If you haven't been to The Monkey Burger lately, you got to go. It is super tasty. H&S Estate Garden, Ronstadt Insurance, Tempco Air Environmental, Big Mike at the Tinderbox. We'll be hearing more from him later. And, of course, the Mayfield Florist Coleman Brothers.
That's right. And actually, we've been reminding people on Facebook and in some of our email things we send out. And if you want to join our email list, just send us an email to fred@fredandjeff.com, and you'll get all sorts of information. But if you are following us on Twitter, which is, I think, the @ Fred and Jeff, just follow us on Twitter. During the show, we're going to be giving stuff out. Fabulous gifts, including a dozen roses from the good brothers, the Coleman brothers at Mayfield Florist.
Right, and this is just our cheap way of trying to get people to friend us on Twitter. Actually, what's the terminology?
Follow us on Twitter.
But, it's okay. Follow us on Twitter, and you might get some good stuff.
Yeah.
And, of course, Facebook and our companion, FredandJeff.com. You can download the shows, prior shows, all the prior shows. If you've missed one, you can listen to it if you enjoy one, there were a couple of folks out there that really enjoy that show where I lost my composure and laughed for about 10 minutes of the show. That was not good.
Yeah,
but they just love that show.
That was the Day of the Dead procession show.
Oh, that's right. How weird is that?
Fonda was here.
That's Fonda Isley. That's right. Well, before we get moving on today's show, just a little...
We got a couple of housekeeping.
Yeah, we got some housekeeping things to do. I would like to publicly apologize.
You don't have to apologize.
I have to publicly apologize for not calling my sister on her birthday. I blew that, and her husband, Patrick. And, of course, I don't have to apologize to your boy, AJ, but they all three had birthdays, April 2nd, April 3rd. I mean, and I missed all of them except for AJ. So, Christy, Patrick, Madison, Wisconsin, happy birthday, belated. I'm the second worst brother in the world right behind Fred.
Thank you very much.
And also, I wanted to send a little love out to my friend Stephanie. Stephanie is here. We were good friends in college, and she's here with her son, Keith, and they are checking out the U of A. Stephanie had such a good time, fell in love with Tucson back in the 80s when she was going to the U of A, that she's trying to entice her son to go to the U of A and maybe play for Coach Golombieski, play a little club hockey for the Ice Cats.
That's sweet.
Yeah. So... I want to say hello to them, and I hope they're enjoying their time here in Tucson. That's Keith, we hope you pick us over those nasty fellows up north on I-10. You'll have a much better education and a better time.
And two events coming up. April 30th, we always have to mention this until it's April 30th.
Oh, good Lord.
But the backyard barbecue at The Hut.
The Hut.
Featuring...
The Chili's Band.
The Chili's Band featuring...
Fred Ronstadt.
Jeff Ronstadt on drums.
On mouth harp.
And we'll be, actually, friend Jeff will be emceeing the event and having a good time.
That's right. We will
and
have a good time.
And that's a fundraiser for hemophilia.
That's right.
And the other thing is, we're doing crazy things. I mean, we are underwriting a program at Valley of the Moon.
Right. We underwrote the program at the Valley of the Moon. Tell the folks out there what that means, Fred. I honestly have no idea what you've gotten us into.
we paid for, we're sponsored. Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog.
And for those of
and
you...
And if you're a big, huge fan of Josh Wheaton, who did Serenity and Firefly and Buffy the Vampire Slayer,
right.
This is a piece that they did during the writer's strike a couple years ago. It's called Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog. It features Doogie Howser.
What's the guy's real name? Patrick Harris?
Neil Patrick Harris.
There you go.
And it is phenomenal. It's not only... They're going to put it up on a big screen at Valley of the Moon. But they have a group of people coming in to act it out.
Oh, so it's a la Rocky Horror Picture Show. All right.
So it'll be a blast. It's family entertainment. It starts at 8:00 at Valley of the Moon this Saturday.
This Saturday. All right. So we're going to be back with our first guest. So stick with us here at the Fred and Jeff Show, and we will see you in, I don't know, 2 commercials. So hang in there.
Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that'll exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
This is Lamont Hunley with Arizona Health with your Fred and Jeff Show fitness tips. A heart rate monitor tracks your fitness training level to help you achieve your maximum results. If you're going too easy or pushing too hard, the heart rate monitor will prompt you to either slow down or speed up. This guidance makes it very easy to stay in your target zone, and it helps you to get the most out of your workout. The monitor, it includes a chest strap that is worn very comfortably around the chest area, and a watch that displays this information. It's like having a coach on your wrist. For more information, please contact Arizona Health at arizonahealth.com. This has been Lamont Huntley with your Fred and Jeff Fitness Tips.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my lovely brother, Jeff.
Hello, everybody out there in Tucson and we're surrounding counties and listening to us on the internet.
Listening to our good Uncle Johnny.
Uncle John, little around midnight. So, you know, one of the things we forgot before we took our first break as we were doing our house cleaning was to remind everybody that the Arizona Film Festival is just starting.
Charlie's Comics.
Oh, and there's Charlie's Comics. And the Arizona Film Festival is just starting. It kicked off on Saturday, or no, Friday.
Friday, yeah.
And tonight at the screening room, 6 p.m., they're going to have global shorts. They'll have some fabulous stuff from Taiwan, Australia, Sweden, Italy, and France. And then at 8:00, they're going to have a movie called Sleeping Dogs from Germany. So don't forget, Arizona, the Arizona Film Festival, 20th annual, goes all the way to the 20th of this month. Tonight's at the screening room, and then tomorrow they've got some stuff, some more stuff at the screening room. So go online to filmfestivalarizona.com to get the information and enjoy the fabulous arts here in Tucson. So having said that, our first guests on the Fred and Jeff Show today, this fabulous 5th of April 2011, are our friends of the show, Dave Gallagher and Mark Irvin. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having us on.
Doing great. Thanks.
So you guys are involved in a little party that's coming up pretty soon.
Just a little party.
Just a little party. Tell us about this little party you got going on.
Well, it's the 10th anniversary of the event, which will be held. This will actually be our 5th anniversary at La Encantada. We were down at Lowe's for many years, as everybody knows, and we just unfortunately outgrew it. So we've been a La Encantada. This will be the 5th year up there, the 10th year we've done it, and I think the group has done a great job. The date for the event is on Sunday, April the 17th, from 6 to 9 o'clock, and at least I forget because I know you're going to ask me. Tickets are $150, and what's really cool is $125 of that is tax deductible.
And that means $125 goes directly to the charity, which is
the Boys and Girls Club.
All right. Yeah. Let's talk about the Boys and Girls Club. Dave, what do you know about the Boys and Girls Club?
You know, I've learned a lot about the Boys and Girls Club. I've been involved with the event for about 6 years due to my good friend Mark sitting next to me here. Boys and Girls Club does a lot of things for kids. It's all about kids. And I learned that they do a number of things that not only involve, you know, the normal playing games and that sort of activity, but I think even more important is they do a lot of educational stuff for kids. They have computer-related activities. They have homework activities where they help kids do their homework. So all those things that help a kid get ahead, and we have a lot of kids in town that need some help.
All right. And how many clubhouses are there?
We've got 6 clubhouses. They're all 6 strategically located around Tucson. We're serving about 7,500 kids right now.
Wow, that's a lot of kids. Tons and tons and tons of kids. Good for you guys.
Yeah, you know, I think what a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, even though it costs us about $500 to take care of a kid for a year, we only charge those kids $5 a year to be a member during the school year and $5 during the summer. And, you know, last time I looked, I think about 60% of the kids that came weren't able to afford to pay that
$5.
And so most of them are on scholarship, which means they do community service projects and things around the clubhouse to pay for that membership.
Now this is one of those big community events that we love because it helps so many people. To give us an idea of some of the folks that are responsible for helping you guys put this on.
Oh God, well, just as it relates to sponsors, that list is huge. You know, for as far as just our event sponsors, Anchor Wave, Clear Channel Outdoor, Comcast, Cox Communications, Desert Leaf, ISS Facility Services, J.P. Morgan, the Long Cares Foundation, Rusing and Lopez, Smile Spa, Wells Fargo, and Tucson Lifestyle. And then in addition to that, we also have what we call partners. And partners are people that support us for every event that we do. And so in addition to the people that I just mentioned, you know, our partners are Geo Advertising, Gadabout, CPSA, Geo, Golden Eagle, Good News, Hunter, of course, our friend Jim Click, John Volpe and crew over at Nova, Pima Federal Credit Union, Rosemont Copper, Seoul Casinos, Tucson Electric Power, TMC, Tucson Newspaper, Win3 Realty, and I'd already talked about some of the event sponsors like Clear Channel, Comcast, and Cox. They are also our partners as well, so they kind of do a dual role.
Good. So give us an idea of what happens at the event.
I was just going to say this is a phenomenal event. I've been several times, and it doesn't get any better than this party.
Well, thanks for that. You know, I think the event is, you know, its name kind of says it all. It's, you know, the event, and when you have a kind of a cocky name like the event, you kind of have to live up to it. But, you know, basically what it involves, it's a real tough evening. You have to walk around and sample great wines and other libations. There are going to be 52 restaurants there this year, which is an all-time high as restaurants.
That's a ton.
Dave's responsible for music for the event, and I know he'll talk about some of the music that he's got
Will he
coming.
Be singing himself?
We do not allow Dave
what?
To sing.
Hopefully no.
What's
not.
Are the Chili's going to perform?
I have, and it's not good.
Oh,
Fred, as you know, if you heard Dave sing, once is enough.
Yeah, I can't remember any songs.
Yeah, but he cooks a mean shrimp.
I do.
You know, the other thing I think is kind of cool about, you know, we talked about the 52 restaurants, but I think what's really neat is, you know, there's a group of eight, and in this group of eight, there's probably, you know, 15 restaurants total that have been involved since day one. So this is their 10th anniversary, and I really need to mention those folks. So Fox Restaurant Concepts, we got all of them. Blanco, Montana Avenue, North, Sauce, Wildflower, and Zen Burger. And then our friends at Kingfisher, who also own Bluefin, they're going to be there. El Charro, always there. I mean, they're just so gracious. Our wacky friend Jonathan over at the Cork, you know, Jonathan, he's usually there. He's upset if we don't have room for his couch.
He is worth the price of admission, yes, just to watch this guy.
Yeah, he can be, absolutely.
He is just such a nut and a great guy. And then Bob McMahon's obviously has McMahon's and Metro Grill and Old Pueblo there. Richard Blanos over at P.F. Chang's is there. Pat over at Pastiche. And, you know, the whole crew, Jim et al. And Leroy over at Sullivan's have been there every year. And, in fact, Sullivan's, aren't they the host for the VIP area?
They are the host for the VIP area.
Along with
fabulous.
Along with our great guys next door at Tiffany's.
So, really, this is an event that is held, and it's basically wandering around eating and drinking for hours, listening to live music.
3 hours of the best food you can possibly get in Tucson. And, you know, I just want to throw something else out there about the tickets. You know, after your tax deduction for $25, basically, after your tax deduction, you're walking around eating great food from 52 of Tucson's best restaurants, and you're listening to some great entertainment.
That's awesome.
Dave, you had like marked my list, and you wanted me to mention some of the stuff that's going to be there.
So. Well, hold on a second. Before you do that, the one thing that I wanted to get out from you guys, because folks drive around town and they see the Boys and Girls Clubs, and they're like, okay, and they see the advertising, and they know what happens. But the one thing about the Boys and Girls Club that really, I think, is so huge for the community are the five core areas: character and leadership development, education and career development, health and life skills, the arts, sports, and fitness and recreation. I mean, those five core values are so important today, and they've always been important. And so for an organization to hang its hat on those five core values and help these kids, Mark, like what you were saying, a lot of them are scholarship kids, to be able to go to a place where they get these values, it's huge, huge. So, you know, even if you guys were selling hot dogs on the street with Fred playing the banjo, people should come out and support your event. And the fact that you're doing such an incredible event with so many restaurants, you've got such corporate, I mean, the corporations in Tucson have all gotten together to support your guys' event. That's in itself is an amazing
thing. You know, the food and the adult beverages, I think, are just a sideline to really what this is about.
Yeah, it's the icing on the cake for what you guys are doing.
It is.
It really is. And, I mean, with all the budget shortfalls this year, you guys are scrambling to get folks to come out to this event. We hope you're super-duper successful. We really do.
Well, thanks. Well, this is a big part of the revenue that really supports the club. And, you know, thanks for the nod about some of the stuff that we do. You know, the clubs has a Smart Moves program, which teaches kids resistance skills, how to say no to peer pressures, whether that's drugs or alcohol or, you know, whatever it might be, gang activity. Teaches kids how to say no. There's also a program which I think is really cool, which is called Money Matters. And Money Matters teaches kids how to balance a checkbook and how to make smart investments and how to set goals and how to do certain things. And then the other thing I think is kind of cool about the clubs that people don't realize is that clubs do, during the school year, close down for about an hour. And it's called Power Hour. And if you as a kid stick around for Power Hour and get help with your homework and what have you, when the clubs reopen at 6, you're the first guy in line. You get to, if you really want to get a basketball or have first access to the computer room or whatever it might be, if you stayed for Power Hour, you're the first person that gets to go and figure out where you'd like to go. So kind of a little incentive to keep the kids excited.
That's a fantastic incentive. I mean, that's great.
All of those clubs do that for 7,500 kids or better. I mean, 7,500 kids. I mean, it's just incredible.
Each club? Each clubhouse?
No, not each clubhouse. Okay. But total.
Okay, total. That's still a ton of kids.
It's a ton of kids.
You know, the other thing that's kind of interesting is, Jeff, is that, you know, people don't realize this, but the clubs really are proactive with their facilities. So just by reaching out to other agencies that help youth, there's another 20,000 to 25,000 kids that are impacted just by us being proactive with our facilities. So that's in addition to the 7,500 card-carrying members for the clubs.
Oh, okay. So that's how you differentiate that. The kids that pay $5 or are on scholarship, they're the 7,500 that get access. But you've got thousands and thousands and thousands of kids coming and using your facilities all the time.
And you're co-located on schools, and they benefit from your presence there.
Exactly. We've got three of the clubhouses that sit on two of the clubhouses that sit on school grounds. We've got three clubhouses that sit on Parks and Recs, actually, deals that we cut with you guys' dad.
I remember those days.
And we used to joke about we'd never find a better relationship with that. And so, you know, it was amazing that when we couldn't find the right park to put a clubhouse in, TUSD stepped up, and that's just been a great situation for us. And then we've got one clubhouse that's on the Pascayoki Reservation, and it's kind of a different clubhouse for us because it doesn't hit the normal model where kids kind of ten-toe in or ride their bikes in. So kids get to that clubhouse a little bit differently. And so because of that, it's not quite some of the, you know, population that we see at some of the clubhouses. But they feel so strongly about it that that's a clubhouse that, you know, they basically reimburse the clubs for running for them.
Well, I got to tell you again, and we can't stress this enough, that you have a great event. The event's great. I mean, we could talk about it for hours, but really the bottom line is every dollar, $125 of every ticket goes to support these clubhouses that help thousands and thousands of Tucson youth.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Probably it's a higher number than that. And the reason I say that, we had to put a number to it. So that's the number that we picked, was 25 as the, you know, the benefit that you're going to get from attending this. But if you look at really goes to the clubs, all 52 restaurants, it's costing them about $5,000 each.
Wow.
To participate in this deal. And they pay for that out of pocket, however they manage to do it. So when a restaurant makes a commitment to come to the event, it's going to cost them about $5,000 just to show up. And they're just doing it because they believe in Boys and Girls Club and what we're doing.
Not only do they believe in it, but they live it, they show up, and they just have a great time.
Well, and you know, a lot of folks, because I've met Jonathan, I've talked to Jonathan a ton of times. Between Fred and I, we've been to almost all the restaurants that are on your list. And these guys take this very seriously. They come out there and they want to put on their best for people to see. So even though they're spending their own money to get involved with your organization, it's not like they're sending out the B or the C team. They are throwing out the A team because they take this very, very, very seriously.
Yeah, you know, just as an example, and Dave's kicking me under the table, so I got to mention just some of the things you're going to get. Crab cakes, you know, Dave is a paella guy, so he's going to be hanging out over
Casa
there.
Casa Vicente, my good buddy.
So, you know,
Fred's hanging out.
Yeah, Vicente's a great guy.
They got mac and cheese with lobsters. I mean, how about that?
check
this out. Jonathan's gone crazy. Jalapeno bacon wrapped shrimp.
Killer.
That's awesome.
And then, you know, May's Counter, you know, which has just got this great acclaim lately.
Love that place.
They're doing corn dogs and fried pickles. We used to call them corny dogs.
You know what those guys make that is sickening?
Yes.
They make nachos with tater tots.
Fred, that's not sickening.
That's not bad.
But it's not Atkins, is it, Fred?
It's not Atkins.
I just love
you walk out there with a coma.
And then if you're a big meat eater, you know, Sullivan's is doing their prime rib sliders. I can't even talk. And then, you know, there's all kinds of dessert, and I could just go on forever. Long and the short is there's just a ton of food. And we haven't even touched on music
yet.
Yeah,
can we just mention that?
We've got
less than a minute, but run it.
Okay, I'll tell you, I'm going to go fast. We got the Tucson High Steel Drum Band, Joe Vare. We've got the Undercover Band. We've got Midlife Crisis. We've got our good friend George Howard and Jeff Lewis, who donates his time to the event, is a great jazz player around town. So.
Absolutely.
So good. Oh,
the Tucson Jazz Institute.
Tucson Jazz Institute.
Were at Second Saturday last week at the Fox. They are phenomenal.
Aren't they great?
So yeah. Good Eats. When is it again? April.
April 17th, Sunday, 6 to 9 o'clock
at
La Encantada.
And third caller gets a pair of tickets to this fabulous event.
529-3508. Folks, support the event. All the money that goes to the kids. So 529-3508. Mark, Dave, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
CNN Radio. I'm Lisa Campbell. President Obama met with congressional leaders today, pressing for a budget agreement to avoid a partial government shutdown. CNN's Dan Lothian reports federal agencies are preparing, just in case.
The Office of Management and Budget sent out a memo this morning telling the senior leadership throughout all the different agencies to prepare for a shutdown. Of course, the message was hopeful that a deal could be reached, but nonetheless, that all of the steps should be taken.
The president saying there's no reason lawmakers can't come to terms on a plan. Efforts to prevent forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi from attacking civilians have been complicated by weather today. The regime is also hiding military equipment in populated areas and using human shields. And India now banning all food imports from Japan. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
April is National Car Care Month, and with winter behind us, we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in now and save $40 on a spring maintenance package. Plus, save on all Michelin tires, and save an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy, photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's Mightiest, is at a new location, the southwest corner of Speedway and Craycroft. Open 7 days a week, Charlie's is a full-service comic shop. New comics, back issues, all your collecting supplies, action figures, t-shirts, and more. No subscription too small. Shipping available. Call 320-0279. That's 320-0279. Or click on charliescomics.com. Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's Mightiest.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
What's a monkey burger?
A simple, well-made burger cooked to your choice.
Why monkey burger?
We called it that because come see our art on the walls. It tells a story. Monkey Burger, where it's impossible to be a food snob, even if they do serve wine, beer, as well as Tucson's best burger. 514-9797.
Just drive right past Olive Garden on Broadway in Craycroft and park in front of Monkey Burger.
Why did Temco Air Environmental win the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award?
We do what we say we're going to do, when we say we're going to do it, at the price we quoted.
Check us out with the Better Business Bureau or the Registrar of Contractors.
Temco Air Environmental, for all your heating and cooling needs.
May I light that cigar for you, sir?
Thank you.
And we are back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. I'm Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother Jeff.
Hola.
Join us on our electronic companion at fredandjeff.com and follow us on Twitter. And if you follow us before the end of the show, you'll have an opportunity to win a dozen roses from our friends at Mayfield Florist. But in the meantime, it's time to talk to Big Mike over at the Tinderbox.
Hey, Big Mike.
Good evening, guys.
What's going on, Chiefy?
Oh, not too much. What's up with you guys?
Oh, you know, just living the dream here in the old Pueblo.
Yeah, getting ready actually to smoke a cigar tonight. We do the Tuesday night bike ride, and while we bike, we smoke.
Doesn't that defeat the whole purpose of getting a little exercise?
No, it's smoking cigar is a healthy activity, and it's made even better when you're riding your bike around the city streets of Tucson.
With your buddy George Jensen.
With my buddy George
Jensen.
There
you go. So, Mike, what's going on?
Hey, today we got a cigar made by J.C. Newman, which is part of the Arturo Fuente. They're part of the cigar family. They distribute all the cigars for him in North America. The cigar is called the Brick House.
She's a brick
house.
All right. Nice, Fred.
Thank you. I should join the Chili's band.
Yeah, no.
A little late 70s reference.
Yeah, that's a nice cigar. It comes bundled, right?
Pardon me?
Those come in big Brick House bundles.
Yeah, we have them in boxes too, and it's a Nicaraguan Puro, so all the components of the cigar, filler, binder, wrappers, all Nicaraguan, medium flavor. It's got a medium profile. It's a great smooth cigar, well balanced. People will enjoy it, and it's got a really nice price point. It's between $5 and $6 cigar, depending on the size.
That's awesome. And what is the deal, Michael?
If you buy three and you get one free, so you know it works out. You're getting, you know, four cigars at about a little over $4 a stick once you price it out. It's very reasonably priced, and it's a great tasting smoke.
And all if right. people want to take advantage of the Fred and Jeff Cigar of the Week special, where do they go?
They go to 5350 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 124, or they could call us at 747-4807.
And you're right next to the Monkey Burger, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Right there in the Williams
and,
Center.
And we'll actually, nice. We're actually going to be there next week with talking about tree rings.
Yeah, we got a cool show next week, too. So we're looking forward to seeing you next week there, Big Mike.
Wonderful.
All right, buddy.
All right, gentlemen.
Have Take a great care. Week.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you. And stick with us. We're going to have a couple, maybe a minute, 1 minute break, and we'll be back, and we'll be meeting you at Maynard's. So stick around.
Huge Conglomerate Insurance. Your call is somewhat important to us. Please hold, and we'll be with you as soon as we can.
When you get sick or injured, the first call you make is to your neighborhood doctor. Shouldn't the next call you make be to your local insurance representative? Skip the hours waiting on hold to ask a simple question about what your insurance policy will cover.
Your current wait time is 45 minutes.
Instead, call Ronstadt Insurance at 721-4848 and get the attention that you deserve. Trust local, trust Ronstadt Insurance. Pioneers in good service.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother Jeff. And we're going to take a little stroll down by Maynard's.
By downtown. Downtown Tucson. Wow.
The most beautiful place in the Old Pueblo.
But much maligned.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that. We're just going
to
the fun stuff. Yeah, you're right. I mean, the downtown Tucson has got the reputation it absolutely does not deserve.
Right.
And if people go down there, especially on Monday nights, if they go down there second Saturday, if they go down there, you know, any night, any time, you'll see some colorful people, but you also see a lot. You'll also see
colorful
some
people.
Great restaurants, fun things to do, all sorts of stuff going on, and it's very family friendly and a great place to be.
It is. We've taken the, you know, Mia was in, our daughter was in that Christian Youth Theater production of Willy Wonka at the Fox. You can go down and see the screening room. Go see any of the movies at the screening room. The Rialto, there's tons of restaurants. It is a vibrant, growing place downtown. We just had dinner at the Hub not too long ago. It was fantastic.
Yeah, they make the best ice cream.
Yeah, so that's kind of our segue into our next guest.
And every Monday evening, you can go down to the historic downtown train depot and see a whole bunch of people dressed in running and walking attire. And you also see a person slight of build. The biggest cheerleader in Tucson converted her cheerleading skills from fundraising at Carondelet and is now doing it to promote the downtown and a healthy lifestyle.
And who are we talking about?
We're talking about Jenny Cox.
All right.
Hey, Jenny.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
We're just great, thanks.
Great. Wow. Okay, so for our listeners that have no idea who you are, because you are a long-time Tucsonan.
I've been around a long time,
and you've done fabulous things for this community.
Thank you. This community has done fabulous things for Jenny Cox,
That's great. So yeah. You're giving back.
Well, I hope so, but I'm getting at least as much out of it as I'm putting in it. This is really a labor of love.
All right, well, tell us, how did this labor of love start?
Well, it actually started on the 14th of December, 2009. My significant other and I were on our way downtown in Colorado Springs for dinner. Saw all these people, hundreds of people walking and running down the sidewalk, dogs, strollers. And I said to Dave, what the heck are they doing there? And he said, oh, those are the Jack Quinn runners. I said, you need to take me to Jack Quinn's. So we went to this Irish pub and talked to them, and they told us how they got it started. And we looked at each other and said, wouldn't this be a great thing for downtown Tucson?
Now, how did they
get
it?
So we came home and just started it.
Now, how did they get it started?
They had someone come into their pub several years ago who had attended something similar somewhere in Florida. He had moved to Colorado Springs, couldn't find one, went to the Irish pub, said, you guys got to have it. So they started it. They contacted their local running association, just like we did, Southern Arizona Roadrunners, and they partnered with me, and it just took right off immediately.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a great idea. I wish it was mine. It wasn't my idea, well, but it was still a great one.
But you brought it to Tucson.
We brought it to Tucson.
All right.
And ours is quite different than theirs. They have a much younger crowd than we do, by design, though. Their crowd is young, and they're all runners. It's a social run. Ours is about downtown development and healthy families.
Oh, those are two great things.
Oh, yeah. You're gonna
see, we think so.
See kids, dogs, families. I mean,
Fred.
People are, yeah, me.
Even Fred.
Even Fred.
Yeah, people, we have colorful people too, Fred, and you're one of them.
Yay!
Yeah. In a good way, of course. In a good way.
Well, I think everybody I walk with are a little bit colorful.
I think
you know,
so
Roma
too.
And Denise.
And Denise.
And Bob and Keith, you know, our little group.
Boo-boo, Jackson.
And the cool thing is there aren't a lot of people that show up in their own groups, and they're from, you know, work groups or church groups or just friends. And
oh, absolutely. People just any Monday night just show up down at the train station. We meet on the patio with the trains going by, and
That's great. It
really is great. And they honk at us now. Have you noticed that,
oh, yeah.
Fred? They honk at us when they go by in the train because there's a big crowd on the patio. Everybody cheers.
How many people are walking? What do you average?
We're getting about nearly 600 every Monday now.
Wow.
It's
huge. It's pretty amazing.
Now, how long do you guys walk?
Well, people start checking in about 5, and what we found is people check in and they just start walking. We don't have a mass start anymore. So people start walking about 5. The last people leave probably 6:15, and they walk any part of the route they want. The route's 4 miles, and they can do 2, 3, or 4 miles, or however long they want.
And they can walk, they can run, they can push
a
stroller.
They can walk, they can run, push a stroller, bring your dog. Yeah.
It's great.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And there's some restaurants along the route that provide water.
Yes.
The shanty gives a bottle of water.
The shanty gives a free bottle of water to anyone. You need to go in and get it, but they'll give a free bottle of water to anyone who stops. And El Charo puts a table and a pitcher and cups out in front so people can stop and get water.
So it's a neighborhood event.
It's a neighborhood event.
Okay.
And what makes it even a better neighborhood event is Julie here. Julie Kluge has been an amazing volunteer, and she's on the board for Meet Me at Maynard's, and she had this cool idea more than a year ago. She said, you know, we ought to be picking up the trash that's on this route. So she went and contacted Tucson Clean and Beautiful. Tell them what you did, Julie.
All right, let's introduce Julie because we introduced
you. Oh, sorry.
Jenny, but we have Julie.
I'm breaking the rules already.
No, rules.
You are just a type A personality.
You got that.
After 10, it'll be the Fred, Jeff, and Janny show.
the
Janny and Guys show.
So Julie's here, and she's one of the volunteers, and you're there like every time.
I've only missed two.
Right.
Yes. And that was because I was out of the country attending my son's wedding.
She's the first one to hit 100 times at Media
Manor. Did you get a shirt, a hat?
The first time, the first year, it was a gold satin embroidered jacket, which, you know, that's pretty special.
That's pretty swanky.
And then
that was for 50.
That was for 50.
Not missing one in a whole year.
Wow.
So for 100, I have a tiara with Dealey Bobbers on it. And I do it proud, let me tell
and
you.
And I put the Dealey Bobs on myself.
Yes, it's fabulous.
That's awesome. So let's take a step back.
Okay.
Okay, how did you two get introduced to each other? How did you two know
each other? At Maynard's, where everybody gets introduced to each other.
Okay, so you guys didn't know each other before the
No.
Long. Okay, so Julie, you find out about Maynard's, you go down there and you start walking, and one day you say, hey, we're sure leaving a lot of trash around here. What happened?
We didn't leave it.
No, the Maynard's people didn't leave.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay, yeah, back up.
Well, I saw a little blurb in the paper, and I showed up. I thought it was going to be a one-time walk. And Janny was there, and so we walked, and as we were leaving, she said, come back next week. And I said, you're doing this again? And so we just kept showing up.
Who's
and
we?
My husband and I.
Okay, very good.
But I have 3 on him, so he's 3 behind me.
Ooh,
he's
okay.
Eating my dust. But anyway, we were walking, especially along Broadway, near the Aviation Parkway, right, where it gets a lot of trash down in there. And we would walk by it. And when you're driving, you don't see this kind of stuff. But when you walk by it, you kind of look around and say, this is a beautiful city. How unfortunate. So I went to Janie. I said, what would you think if we asked our participants to do this on a volunteer basis once a month? And she said, if you spearhead it, we're behind it. So I called Tucson Clean and Beautiful. So we have, actually, our route is Broadway, but we encourage people to pick up trash all along our route, which is Toole, Pennington, Church, you know, all the streets.
We're on the website right now at the meetmeatmainers.com, and it's got a list of all the routes that you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to take a step back. What is Tucson Clean and Beautiful?
It's an organization that looks for volunteers to adopt streets, parks, what have you, to go out once a month to clean.
And you use the manpower from this walk, this social walk, to clean the streets.
Absolutely.
That's phenomenal. That's absolutely way to put two and
synergy.
Two together. Yeah.
Synergy.
That's amazing. Good for you.
It was a little rocky start. We had just a few, but now it's typically 25 to 35 participants. And that's, if everybody takes one bag of trash, you're hauling a lot of stuff off the streets.
Good for you guys.
It's great.
That's fabulous.
Well, good for Julie. It was her idea, and she just took it and ran with it. And it's been huge. We counted it. Julie keeps pretty good track. We've got more than 400 huge bags of trash have been taken off the streets just by Mimi at Maynard's folks.
When did you start this, Julie?
It was November of it's been 18 months, I guess, so November of 2009. Yeah.
That's a ton of trash. That's a ton of trash.
And there's always more. It's not like you get it all cleaned up and you're good. I mean, it's back for four weeks.
You know, we get the kids to bed every night and we clean the house up. The minute they wake up, we're like, what happened?
Yeah.
There's trash
Why
everywhere.
Why did we bother, huh?
Exactly. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Wow, that's great.
Yeah, and it's even like in our group, one person will grab a bag, but we all, you know, mm-hmm. pick stuff up and put it in.
Right.
Yeah, and people have a great time doing this. There was a group of women coming down 4th Avenue one day, and I was taking their photo with their trash. She says, we've got most of a 76 Pinto in here. They were just having the best time. I mean, they were having a great time picking up trash downtown, and that's what it's about. People have a great time. They meet new people, and I see groups of people who I thought have been friends since they were in kindergarten, and I was talking to some of them last night. They work in the same building, and they met at Maynard's. They worked in the same building for years, but they didn't know each other till they came to Maynard's.
And they went to kindergarten together?
It looks, these groups of people, you'd think they've been friends all their lives, talk to them, you find out they met there, and they form walking groups, and they socialize outside mm-hmm. of that, and It's beautiful to watch the friendships come.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Some come together and some not so good.
Right. So you said something earlier, Janie, and I want to kind of ask you a question about your background. Because as Fred had said earlier when he introduced you, that you worked for Crandallet.
I did. And 26 years.
26 years for Crandallet, and Crandallet is one of the biggest healthcare organizations
in
Southern Arizona.
That's correct.
So one of the things you said that was one of the cornerstones, one of the keys of Meet Me at Maynard's is urban fitness.
Absolutely.
Tell us about that.
It's an urban fitness phenomenon. And if you did not choose to walk or run, like some people, believe it or not, there are some people who won't run when it's 110 degrees in the summer.
You're looking at two of them.
I'll be
Fred's
out there.
Fred's there. Yeah.
I actually started.
He's not running.
He's not.
I jog
a
little
bit. But he's there.
But I started in July last year.
Wow.
But what happened was I got a call one day from Armory Park Senior Center, mm-hmm. and she asked me if we could tell our people to come to their Zumba class at 5:30 on Mondays. And I thought, well, we don't want to do that because then they won't be at Maynard's. And then this light went on. Well, what if we partnered with all of the downtown fitness venues, asked them to have 5:30 classes, and then our people can come sign in, get credit for being there, go do a class, do anything they want. Now they can go to Zumba, they can spin, they can swim laps, they can take a step class, Pilates,
yoga.
Yoga.
Where is
you
all this
it.
Happening?
It's all downtown.
Yoga Oasis, Armory Park Senior Center, O2 Modern Fitness, Gold's Gym, the Downtown Y. All offer classes at 5:30 to 6:30, so you can check in, do your class, any kind of fitness you want, and be back in time for the drawing. Everybody wants to be there for the drawing at 7.
Okay, now I don't know anything about this
drawing. At 7 o'clock every Monday, we have a drawing, a free drawing, free raffle, and people win prizes. I collect from a lot of our restaurants that are part of Meet Me at Maynard's, give us $25 gift certificates. And then we have a drawing, and we give 4 of them away at 7 o'clock every Monday. And it is a blast.
Now, I thought you guys were doing a trivia question.
We do. We have a weekly newsletter every Thursday.
Okay.
And the Tucson Library, Sandy White at the library, provides trivia questions for us.
All right.
And we have a trivia contest every week. It's the Delectables Trivia Contest, and then they get a $5 Delectables gift certificate if they win.
All right.
Yeah.
So what was the last week's question? Do you remember?
Last week's question is, the oldest chain restaurant, is it the oldest in the state? Or is it the oldest? I think the oldest chain restaurant in the state is on 4th Avenue. What is it?
The oldest chain restaurant in the state is on 4th Avenue. What is it?
I think it's the oldest chain there is anywhere. I think it was the first chain.
Dairy Queen?
You got it. So you could have been a winner, but you're about a week late.
it's the first person to respond back to the newsletter.
Oh, and you can just hit reply. It's an email newsletter.
How do folks
like yours? And they read it and they hit reply and send me an answer. And if they're the first one through with the answer, then they get the prize. But they have to be at Maynard's the following Monday.
To collect the prize.
We are a very simple organization. We can't be saving the prize.
And they're very strict too. Because
they're either there or they don't get their prize.
Yeah, I won it 2 weeks ago and missed Maynard's.
Fred didn't get his prize.
Oh, wow, Fred. Yeah. Think of what you could have done with that prize.
$5 at Delectables?
That's good stuff right there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Well, that's great. So I'm looking at your website. And again,
one of the reasons you're here, aside from promoting Mimi Maynard's, is the fact that a very significant date is coming up next week.
A very significant date is coming up on Monday. Is the second anniversary of Meet Me at Maynard's. And it is going to be one heck of a night in Tucson.
All right.
I'm sure it will exceed 2,000 people. We had 1,500 last year for our first year. But we have right now, we have booked 21 bands for Monday night.
Where are these bands playing?
They will be everywhere, Jeff. They will be on front porches, in driveways.
Along the 4 mile route.
On street corners, in parks.
So this is like a rock and roll marathon kind of thing.
Exactly. There will be 18 bands on the route. And they'll be near restaurants that allow us to park there. There's a B&B on North Meyer. We'll have a guitar player. We've got bagpipes in front of the Scottish Rite Temple.
Nice.
Now, isn't
nice.
That perfect? And Las Aguilitas, these little, beautiful little, like, third-grade mariachis in front of El Charro.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful night. Music, the Jim Howell Band is going to be at the bandstand in Armory Park, so people can stop and dance if they want. He said everybody will want to dance, so we put him somewhere where people can dance. And TMC is our sponsor, and they have been incredible. And because of their generosity, we will put $11,000 of play money. We call them 3M bucks. We'll put $11,000 on the street Monday night at 5 o'clock, and they have until business closes on Monday to spend the play money or it expires. So $11,000 is going to go into downtown on Monday night.
Okay, now wait a minute. Is this going to be like, you know, the millionaire walks into a restaurant?
No,
just throws
not exactly.
Up a bunch of...
No, not exactly.
Okay, how does
but
this
when
work?
You check in, right. If you're one of the first 1,000 to arrive at Rock and Stroll, which is the name of the event,
okay.
You will have the opportunity to buy 10 3M bucks for $5. $5.
What do you mean 3M?
3M bucks. Meet we
me
printed
Maynard's.
Our own money.
Oh, meet me
oh,
at Maynard's.
Yeah.
3M.
Jeff.
Okay.
MMM.
Gotcha. So 3M bucks.
3M bucks.
$10.
You can buy 10 for $5.
Right.
And then you use them to tip the bands or to use toward your meal in any one of our 16 restaurants. And the restaurants are all giving a 20% discount on Monday.
Now, Jenny, how did you come up with $11,000? If the first 1,000 people all show up.
Because that's how much we were able to, because of the first 1,000 people, they will pay $5,000 for 10,000 bucks, and the rest we've used for promotional things. We gave away 400 of them last night at Maynard's.
Is it two for one?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So yeah. I spend $5,
you get 10 back.
Ah.
But you have to spend them by close of business.
Close of business Monday night.
Monday night. And you can spend them in any one of our 16 participating restaurants.
And are all those
or
restaurants?
Tip the bands.
Or tip the bands.
And all the bands are playing for free. So we strongly encourage people to not just use their 3M bucks, but to bring a pocket full of dollars and tip the bands.
That's fantastic.
It is fantastic.
How did you put this together?
Well, just one piece at a time, and with Julie's help. Julie's been incredible, and her husband, Doug, they've been great volunteers toward this. They've done a great job. We're going to have a beautiful evening.
So now, is it just the two of you that are the Meet Me at Maynard's in charge people, or do you have a whole fleet of folks helping?
We have a pretty good fleet of folks on Rock and Stroll, but it's a small core of volunteers who run the event on a weekly basis.
And the Southern Arizona
Roadrunners.
And it's
really by the seat of our pants, to tell you the truth.
Well, it sounds like you guys...
But it's always successful. Everyone always has a good time.
That's fantastic.
It's always free. And, you know, when you're doing something for free and people are having so much fun, you can make mistakes. And believe me, we've made plenty of them. And people, they don't even care.
They don't care. It's just part of the charm of the event.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's fantastic.
So they're excited to win a shirt, and then they have to come back to get their hat.
Yeah.
And you can buy a shirt.
Talk about the shirt and the hat, because, I mean, that's a really cool, a slick.
Well, if you come 8 times, you earn a shirt. It's a Meet Me at Maynard shirt, and we have them in all sizes to fit all of our athletes, as we call them.
Do you get a card?
No, we keep track. You sign in. We have ledgers that has everybody. Once you come, we have a roll call, and you find your name on the list. You sign your name. You circle your number, and we keep track of you. Jannie has a lot of data entry to do after all of our Mondays. And then the next hurdle or the next accomplishment is 15, and you get a cap. And they all have our Maynard's logo on them. And now we also have the 3M pin for 50.
The one Jannie's wearing.
And then two pins and a shirt and for Julia Tiara for 100.
Nice.
So, yeah.
With the doodads or whatever you call
them.
And the thing that's really neat, Jeff, is it's like an honor code with the 3M athletes that you don't buy a shirt because that just isn't right. You can buy a shirt for $5, but you get really ribbed if you buy a shirt because they think you got to earn them.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is earning them.
Yeah.
I mean, I and it's really cool, too. I mean, when I got my shirt, you know, went up there and everyone cheers for you. And then when I got my hat, I mean, you have to earn the hat, too. I mean, not only
you
just
have to earn
15,
the hat too.
15 times, but.
But when you get your cap, you don't. The shirt you just get for 8, but when you earn your cap, you have to work a little bit harder because they're a little bit more expensive. These are really nice high-tech running caps. So everyone who gets their cap has to come up to the front, turn around and face the crowd and do the 3M cheer.
Which is?
The 3M cheer, Julie, help me, is, and help me too, Fred.
Walk it back up.
Okay. What do 3M athletes do on Monday night?
Get out!
Nice. Very nice.
So when you get your cap, before it's handed to you, you have to get up and give the strongest get out you can. And last night, it was wild.
We had a lot.
That's great.
It's a lot of fun.
That's great. So we've got 1 minute left on the show, and
let's talk about Rock and Stroll.
Well, we've talked about Rock and Stroll,
right.
And we want everybody to come out. Rock and Stroll's
rock
next
and
week,
stroll.
Right?
Yes,
start
Monday.
Checking in at 5
free?
O'clock. Be at the train
All
depot
free.
At 5.
Okay,
first
downtown.
1,000 people get to buy the bucks.
Okay, so 1,000 people, 5 o'clock. What time are you going to open? Are you opening at 5
We're
to sell?
We're opening at 5 o'clock to check people in and sell the bucks.
And the bands all start at 5
the
o'clock?
The bands will start. We'll let people start walking at 5:15, and that's when the bands will begin.
Well, ladies, Julie, Jannie, you guys are the reason there's a Fred and Jeff show, because we talk about the fabulous things, the events, the great people that make Tucson a great, great, great place to live. And you two are two of those people. So thank you for everything you do.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Keep it up, because it's a fantastic event. You know, 20 years from now when we do 3M22,
right?
It'll be awesome. So.
It will be awesome. I hope I'll be here too. Oh, thank you, Jeff, and thank you, Fred.
Will we see
thanks,
you ladies. On Monday?
I think you will.
We better.
I'll be the rookie. So, folks, thanks for listening to the Fred and Jeff Show. Tune in to Electronic Companion if you missed it, and we'll see you next week from the Tinderbox with the Tree Ring Guys.
KJLL, South Tucson.